Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Debs Garms. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Art Sharon. Batting eighth. The catcher, Merv Shea. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wally Hebert. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Wally Hebert. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bill Dickey. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frankie Crosetti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Ruffing. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Red Ruffing. And now, play ball. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy strikes out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns takes first base on ball four. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Burns. The throw from Dickey and he is safe. Burns steals second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms hits a line drive towards first. Gehrig reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hebert fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds strikes out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Combs. Sharon reaches second base with a double. Melillo moves to third. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea strikes out. Two outs. Wally Hebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Melillo scores. Sharon scores. It's 2-0, Browns. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-1 in the game. Levy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dickey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Yankees nothing. the Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sherin fields it and throws to first for the out. Chapman moves to second. Two outs. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey takes first base on ball four. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive towards short. Crosetti catches it and throws to first to double up Burns. Two outs. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0-for-1 in the game. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, with Hebert covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sherin hits a fly ball into left field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehrig hits a line drive into center field. Garm settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Chapman strikes out. There goes Ruth. The throw from Shea to Melillo, and back to Burns, who tags Ruth out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-1 in the game. Shea strikes out. one out. Wally Hebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-2 in the game. Levy takes first base on ball 4. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Levy. The throw from Dickey and he is out, Lazzari applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-1 in the game. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Dickey hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shea settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Crosetti takes first base on ball 4. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ruffing hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Melillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burns moves to second. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0-for-2 in the game. Garms strikes out. 1 out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-2 in the game. Combs hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ruth hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sewell moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hebert fields it and throws to second for the out. Sewell moves to third. 2 outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Yankees nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Art Sharon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sharon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sharon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sharon. The throw from Dickey and he is safe. Sharon steals second. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-2 in the game. Shea takes first base on ball 4. Wally Hebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hebert bunts towards first. Gehrig scoops it up and throws to first, with Lazzari covering, for the out. Sharon moves to third. Shea moves to second. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Dickey for a passed ball. Sharon scores. Shea moves to third. It's 3-0, Browns. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Levy hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Shea scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-0, Browns. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Burns hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-2 in the game. Lazzari hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Lazzari reaches second base with a double. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lazzari moves to third. One out. Frankie Crosetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crosetti is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Crosetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sharon fields it and throws to first for the out. Lazzari scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Browns. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ruffing hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Yankees 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0-for-3 in the game. Garms hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosetti fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-3 in the game. Combs hits a fly ball into center field. Garms settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ruth hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Melillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Yankees 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Sherin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sherin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sherin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Merv Shea is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shea is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Shea hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Hebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hebert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sherin moves to third. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Levy hits a line drive towards short. Crosetti reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Yankees 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0-for-3 in the game. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Chapman hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Lazzari hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, Browns. Bill Dickey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dickey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sherin fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 4, and New York Yankees, 2. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.